Well, it's that time of month, if you know what I mean. Yeah, it's March Madness. And I'm not talking about the college basketball tournament. I'm talking about the White House.
Ron Van Dam is an experienced talk show host. Do not attempt to try this at home.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
They've gotten about as weird as they can get, actually.
Whatever.
Come on, everybody sing along. You know the words. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show. This is what it is. This is what it sounds like. Gets a lot better, I swear.
Sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the program. Sit down, relax. Come on, take your shoes off. Sit a spell. That's right, yeah. I'll take care of this for the next, 45 minutes, whatever I feel like doing. You just relax, you shut up, don't say a word. It's not interactive, unless you're yelling at me. But otherwise, it's not interactive. So, how you doing? Good to be with you. Oh, you're looking good today, sort of, kind of. Really, you're not. I just said that to make you feel good. And that's all we ever do. We make other people feel good. Oh, I'm really interested in what you're saying. You're not, but I appreciate the kind words. Oh, you're really looking good today. You don't. But what the hell, it doesn't hurt me to make you feel good. I guess I could benefit somehow, perhaps sexually. I don't even know. That's what we do. It's what we do. We schmooze, we lie. It's fine. It's cool because we're doing it for a good reason. Oh, Ron, did you lose weight? Yeah, right. I know I didn't lose weight. You know I didn't lose weight. Why are we wasting time with this? Oh, that's right, to make me feel good. I used to buy it. When people said that to me, I used to go, oh, I want, can we get married now because you said something nice to me? Or, oh, I must be wonderful. Oh, thank you so much. I'm attractive to the world. And then I got a little bit older and I realized, shut up. Don't even waste my time. And then the other person comes back and says, no, I really mean it. No, I'm not kidding. I really mean it. Yeah. And then you stop and you think for a second, do they really think that I lost weight? I didn't lose. Wait a minute. You almost got me again. Yeah, I'm too smart for you guys. I know what's that. How you doing, by the way? You doing all right? Don't answer it. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Hey, I was watching a television commercial yesterday. Indulge me for just a second, if you would. No, pay attention. Over here. Stop looking at my boobs. Look in my eyes. I'm up here, okay? God, is that insulting or what? That's the difference between men and women. When women have boobs, that's a nice thing. When men have boobs, that's a bad thing. It's interesting how that dichotomy works or doesn't work. Anyway, look up here in my eyes. Better. Good. I'm watching a yogurt commercial yesterday, and one might say, why? do you not understand yogurt? Is that what it is? Are you running so low on yogurt? Are you Are you really so discontent and so annoyed with your yogurt that you need to change it immediately? Well, that's what advertising is supposed to make you do. I'm confused by this yogurt. It's spelled F-A-G-E. And I always thought it was faggy. I thought it was faggy yogurt. And I don't mean that in the sense of what you think I would mean it as. No, I don't mean it that way. I just thought that's exactly the way that it's spelled. I don't think I'd go up to a grocery store clerk and say anything like, can you tell me where the faggy yogurt is? And that would be a little weird. So I just don't ask that. Because I don't want it. But I see it on the shelf and I call it faggy yogurt, but it's not pronounced that way. It's pronounced faggy, I think it's faggy or faggy. It's faggy. I don't even pronounce the G. I don't think anybody can pronounce this yogurt, much less eat it. How do you complain about the yogurt? Do you not like the yogurt? No, it's not good. What brand is it? I can't say it. I just can't say it. I can't eat this stuff anymore. I can't even say it. I don't know what country it's from. I don't know. Maybe it's scraped off of somebody's foot. I don't know what this stuff is. I can't pronounce it. I just can't do it. It's only four letters, and I can't get my mind around it. And that bothers me. For that reason, I shall never have that yogurt. I can't even say it. I don't know if fruit's on the bottom, if fruit's on the top. I have no idea where the fruit is. I don't know if it's infused. I don't know if it's just suggested that there may be fruit in it. I don't even understand the damn thing. I just have the Danone stuff because I can pronounce that. I know it's Danone. It's not down. It's not that. And apparently, for some reason, Greek yogurt is better than yogurt that isn't Greek. I don't understand what the difference is between Greek yogurt and yogurt that is not Greek. I don't know what Greeks do to their yogurt that makes it different. Is there a blessing that goes over it? Do you throw cash at it? I don't understand what the Greek yogurt is. Is it yogurt that's made by a Greek? Do you have to have a Greek background, a Greek ancestry, in order to make Greek yogurt? What special goes in the Greek yogurt that doesn't go in the Danone? And now Danone is making Greek yogurt. What's with this Greek thing? When I think of Greek, I just think of old, dirty, rundown ruins. That's all I think of. But apparently, if it's Greek yogurt, oh, it's Greek yogurt. Have you tried the Greek yogurt? I don't really understand what you're talking about. I've tried the yogurt from the guy who was the cashier at the supermarket, and I don't think he was Greek. I don't understand. I just don't understand. I don't understand what's going on anymore. I just don't get it. I don't get it. I know that various countries grow their own cheese. I get the Danish cheese, Swiss cheese. I get all of that. American cheese? I don't even understand what that is. I don't even know what American cheese is. I ask for it at the deli, but I don't understand what I'm eating. How American is this cheese? I don't understand. I don't get it. I don't know if you've noticed, but the time changed. If you've been late for everything the past day or so, you didn't touch your clock. You were supposed to have touched your clock. Some clocks fix themselves automatically. Those are wonderful clocks because I don't understand how that works. I don't know how a clock knows what's going on. I don't. Because you plug it into the wall, now it's a smart clock all of a sudden. Everything's smarter than I am. My TV's smarter than me. My clock's smarter than me. My computer is certainly smarter than me. They've all got I got smart tablets. I got smart TVs. I got smart clocks. Don't have many smart people, though. I don't know smart people. They haven't perfected that thing yet. First, they're doing the items. Eventually, they'll do it to the people, but probably not. Probably not. So there was a time change. And the only way we remember it is by this stupid little mental rule that we have in our heads. Fall backwards, although I've been known to fall forwards many, many times. And I bust my face up when I do that. Oh, when I trip, I don't trip backwards. I trip forwards. I fall down on my face, not on my ass so much. But apparently, if you fall backwards and then you spring ahead. You don't spring backwards, you spring ahead. So that's what we're supposed to remember. Fall backwards, spring ahead. And as this would be spring, you're supposed to turn your clocks forward by 17 hours. I believe, am I wrong on that? Wouldn't it be weird if they said, well, you know, all this turning of the clock stuff, it's too much. So here's a new deal. In the spring, turn your clocks ahead by 12 and a half minutes. In the fall, go back like maybe 7 minutes. Can we do seven? Just confuse everybody. Or I thought it was 8 o'clock. No, it's not 8 o'clock. It's 7:52. Oh, I had it wrong. That's right. Fall 7, spring 9. I don't know why we do this. Did you know? I did look this up on the various internet websites. None of them are true. You just get a consensus. Is pretty much how I do the internet. I take nothing for granted on any particular site. But if 5 or 6 sites agree on what they're saying, I figure that's pretty much a fact. Although we all know that the 5 or 6 sites that agree got that information from the other 5 or 6 sites. So it's really stupid. But anyway, daylight saving time has nothing to do with saving daylight. It used to be with energy, for energy reasons. We all thought it was because of energy. It keeps energy costs low when we adjust the time like that. Do you know indeed what happens is that the energy costs actually have gone up, and it doesn't affect energy costs at all. This worked back in the days of Ben Franklin. As a matter of fact, it was Ben Franklin who came up with this. Between his kite flying and putting himself on money, he actually came up with this idea of moving the clocks back and forth. Ben, you did a lot of interesting stuff. This thing doesn't make sense to anybody. But Ben came up with it, and then and somewhere in the 1900s, the mid-1900s, they made it some type of a law like that, or so. I have no idea how that worked. But this has been crazy stuff. I don't enjoy playing with time. You don't play with time. There are two things you don't play with. One is a woman that can beat the crap out of you, and the other is time. You don't play with time. You don't mess with the time-space continuum. I don't know what that means, but it was in a lot of science fiction movies. And they were intriguing, so it must be true. So it has nothing to do with saving energy whatsoever. Back in Ben Franklin's time, before there was like a lot of electricity in all homes, when it got dark out, that's what happened. I mean, you know, you needed it. You had to have that concept. Now we have electricity 24/7. I can do my laundry at 10 o'clock at night. I can do my laundry at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It doesn't really matter. My lights are always on. So it doesn't save anybody any energy costs at all, this changing of the clock thing. I think all it does, the changing of the clock thing, just brings us together as a society. It kind of makes us like pray together or something. Like, we all do something at the same time. I guess that makes us together. I suppose that's what that is about. You probably know that there are some states in America, which is where we live, except for those of you who are listening who don't live here. We have listeners in Canada and actually in South America, believe it or not. And I don't even speak like Spanish or Latin or Latino or whatever the case that is. So I don't understand. Maybe they're just watching my hand movements. Well, this is radio. I don't understand how they are even listening. Well, maybe they speak English. Anyway, I got to stop drinking coffee, man. I'm flying today. I don't even understand. Wow. Stop it. This coffee sucks, too. Why is it when you go to a Dunkin' Donuts, that's the big coffee chain up here, of coffee shops, and Starbucks too. Dunkin' Donuts, when you go into them, the coffee tastes really, really good. If you buy a bag of their coffee and brew it at home, it sucks. What's that about? And as far as I'm concerned, Starbucks always sucks. That always, to me, why drink the coffee? Why not just pour water on the ground and lap it up? I think it's got the same taste. I don't get the Starbucks thing. I really don't. Coffee is only as good as what you put into it to make it somewhat tasty, thus being sugar, cream, or milk or something like that. Those of you that enjoy the taste of black coffee, we need to have an intervention. I don't quite understand you. There are two states in the Union of Love that do not abide by the clock change, and those states are Hawaii and Arizona. So that's confusing. Because if you go to these states, you got to change the time anyway if you're coming from a different part of the country. But it's just like really, that's really weird. It's just really weird. Good for you as a state to stand up and say, I'm not doing this clock stuff anymore. This is just stupid. This is so stupid. We're just not doing it. Do you put that to a vote? I don't know how you do that. How do you leave the union in order to have your own time? I don't get it. If you're going to have your own time, then make it like really special, you know, like maybe, in California, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. But in Arizona, it's like 10 o'clock at night, you know, something like that. Make it like really bizarre, really crazy. I think we should all stop the daylight. By the way, it's just so you know, it's daylight saving time. Daylight saving time. We call it daylight savings. As if it's an advertising supermarket scheme or something, like the store is having a sale. Well, great savings down at the store today. No, it's not savings. It's daylight saving, singular, time. What I never understood? Why we acquired Alaska and Hawaii. What's the point of those two states? Why even take on Alaska? Is it the oil? Oh, here we go again. It's acquiring the oil. Mm. And it's a big state, too. There's like 17 people that live in it, and yet it's a huge state. I don't know why we acquired it. I suppose we just love ice. We love oil and ice. I guess that's it. And then because no one cares about that state, we stuck Sarah Palin up there. And she went nuts and she went crazy. And then she's trying to get involved in politics, but no one takes her on anymore because they know she's really nuts. But why is she nuts? She lives in Alaska, man. What are you talking about? What a place to live. It's not exactly fun up there. It's kind of lonely. There's nothing really happening. I don't know what you do during the day other than just go ice fishing. I don't understand. And then there's Hawaii. For some reason, we acquired an island in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. I don't think anybody else wanted it because it's not easy to get to. You can't build a bridge to it. It's like really out there. It's not just off the coast of California. It's like almost a continent away. Pacific Ocean is like huge. It's bigger than the pool at the Hilton. It's huge. And then he stuck an island out there, and we said, all right, we'll take it. We'll take it, I guess. And then he started building resorts out there. I would never want to live in Hawaii. It's in the middle of nowhere. You're surrounded not just by some water, you're surrounded by like nothing. It's just, there's nothing there. And Hawaii is a group of tiny little islands that aren't even necessarily connected. It's just weird. The only things out in Hawaii are Donho hotels and Jim Neighbor's nut farm. That's about it. I don't even know if Don Ho's still alive. He may not be. He may not be. Probably isn't. I could be wrong. I could be right. But you know what? I don't really care. I'm not a member of the Ho family. I've been called a member of the Ho family in a derogatory sense. But I'm not. I'm not connected to them. I've never been to Hawaii because I would feel like someone just dumped me there and left. I know it's very pretty, but pretty doesn't last too long. I mean, what if the store's out of something, they have to order it in? It's not like they can get it the next day. What if you ordered something on Amazon? That's not going to show up tomorrow. That's not going to be free shipping anymore, I have a feeling, whether you're a Prime member or not. I mean, what if I read the Los Angeles Times? I don't think I'm getting delivery the next morning at my hotel room in Hawaii. What if my hotel is out of orange juice? I got to wait for a shipment to come in from the States. I don't like Hawaii. And there's volcanoes all over the place. That's not good. I don't want to live in a place where across the street there's a molten lava catastrophic hell about to occur at any moment. Where am I going to go? What's the evacuation route in Hawaii? Everybody into the ocean? What do you do? Where do you go? I don't. There's no evacuation route in Hawaii. You're cooked. You're done. Surrounded by volcanoes and no way to get off the island. It's like a hellish Gilligan show. I can't do that. I'm going to Hawaii. Ron, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful place. Oh, sure. How much is a bottle of water? $27? Are prices inflated? I think they are inflated. I would get up every morning and say, I got to get the hell out of here. I would say that every morning. I feel confined. Living in Hawaii is like having a CAT scan. I can't do it. I'm not doing it. I don't know why we acquired the damn place. I really don't. Alaska and Hawaii, they're the last two states and the two poorest choices. I don't get it. I think we picked up Puerto Rico as well. I think we're into islands now. I think we're just into buying islands. That's what it's about. I want to tell you about an event that's coming up very, very shortly. It's Wednesday, March 22nd. Mark that on your calendar. If you live in the New England area, you're going to want to attend this. I go every single year. It's like I look forward to nothing more than this every year. It's what they call the Taste of Metro South. It's the Metro South area of south of Boston. It takes place in a city called Brockton, Massachusetts. And it's wonderful. For one price of admission, you go into this gigantic ballroom, and there are over 40 area restaurants and food vendors there. And you walk in, and you can have anything you want. You taste a little bit from every restaurant. If you like a certain something from a restaurant, you go back, you have a little bit more of it. There's desserts and appetizers and main courses and just everything. Alcohol, beers, you name it. That's all happening on March 22nd. That's a Wednesday at the Massasoit Conference Center in the city of Brockton. Over 40 area restaurants and food vendors, live entertainment. It's going to be wonderful. I just love it. I love food. And again, for one price of admission, you get in there and you're all set to go. Let me tell you something, kids. The first 300 attendees will receive, the first 300, that's pretty cool, will receive a Mass Pass coupon book, which is a $25 value. The Phantom Gourmet is going to make an appearance. I don't know how that helps. Tickets are $35. They usually do sell out, so you got to get them ahead of time. How do you do this? Well, I'm going to tell you. You can go to MetroSouthTaste.com. MetroSouthTaste.com. That's the Metro South Chamber of Commerce. Or you can give a call at 508-586-0500, 508-586-0500, or you can email them at Alavoie, A-L-A-V-O-I-E, at MetroSouthChamber.com. Many ways to get your tickets, and we'll keep telling you until the event itself, I'm telling you. And I will be there. We'll be doing a live radio program from that event as well. So come and say hello to us. I'll be there with Tori Lagarde, who does the show with me once a week. So pretty cool, huh? The Taste of Metro South, Chamber of Commerce in Brockton. You'll find it Wednesday, March 22nd. Do you like to travel? Do you like traveling? Do you like to go to the islands and for a while just make believe that you're carefree, don't have a job, that you just want to retire in a place that you couldn't afford for more than like 3 days? Is that what you want to do? Just get away, sit on the beach? Sounds good for many people. Stephanie Oswald joins us. She's a frequent visitor to the program. She's the travel expert. She is the editor-in-chief of Travel Girl magazine, and she joins us now because the seasons are changing, and springtime is right around the corner, and maybe it's time for us to start moving around a little bit.
Absolutely it is, Ron, and you know, if you've got spring fever and it's snowing in Boston, then you need to make plans to head to some warmer climates. Maybe you need to visit me down in New Orleans or plan a beach vacation. There's some great deals out there. The Caribbean is on sale. You know, we've got spring break on the horizon. Summer vacation's not too far away. But yeah, it's definitely time to make some plans.
Is the springtime actually a better time to travel? I guess in the winter, everybody up north wants to get out of the north and, you know, it may not be any, well, there are always good deals, but it may not be as many as in the spring. Is that accurate?
That is accurate. And the reality is that if you can avoid Easter and spring break, I mean, spring break does change a little bit depending on what part of the world you live in.
Right.
But if you are able to be flexible and maybe travel from a Wednesday to a Wednesday or just avoid, you definitely want to avoid Easter. And I mean, here, we're lucky in New Orleans. If your school gets a break that other places don't get, for example, we get a whole week off from Mardi Gras. And that's when a lot of people head to Disney World or head to the beach because they know that they're going to get some deals that, that other people are not going to get. So depending on your flexibility, but really we are seeing some impressive deals. I mean, we're talking Punta Cana, four nights, all-inclusive, including air for $599.
Wow.
I mean, that's just an amazing deal.
That's
you know, that's unheard of. And Puerto Rico, four nights for a family escape, including air, $439.
What?
So,
that's what
I mean, that is an incredible deal.
Wow. Okay. So what the hell are we doing here? Why don't we just do this now?
Exactly. I mean, get online, do your homework. And the key is to make sure you read the small print because, as I said, it may be that you have to travel on a certain day. Or, for example, with the Puerto Rico deal, it doesn't include meals. Now, that doesn't mean it's not a great deal.
Right.
It's just that you need to be prepared. And when you're making your budget, you don't want to have any surprises like, oh, we thought that was included and then it wasn't. And if we're talking about meals, that's a big deal.
Okay.
But to have the airfare included in a deal like that, that's a really a great bargain.
What are some of the other hot spots where deals are just abound?
Well, you know, one of the keys is to look for some free things that are happening.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of free festivals going on. One is happening down here. And if you take a Gulf Coast vacation, for example, and you want to extend it a little bit, maybe head over to New Orleans. The French Quarter Fest is happening. It is an amazing, amazing festival. And it's free. It's April 6th through the 9th.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've heard of Jazz Fest, you know, that's the last weekend of April, first weekend of May every year. It's a giant musical extravaganza, but it's going to cost you, $65 and up for a ticket.
Yeah.
But if you come to French Quarter Fest, you're going to get more than 20 stages sprinkled all over the French Quarter for free.
Mm-hmm.
And there, you know, you're going to buy food, but no one complains about buying food in New Orleans because it's amazing. And that's a great free festival. And there are lots of free festivals sprinkled throughout the country. April 1st, there is going to be a food truck festival, the first ever food truck festival in Myrtle Beach, mm-hmm. which, I mean, what a cool thing to do, right? Have a festival that celebrates food trucks. I mean, we're talking sure. about, there's festivals for everything these days.
That's,
so,
yeah.
Take a break idea. from the yeah. 60 miles of coastline and go get yourself something from the food truck and try something new. And that's, a trend, of course, that we always see at Travel Girl Magazine, people trying new things on vacation because it's the perfect yeah. time to let your hair down.
See, that's what I would do. I would walk the entire beach and I would make it a food journey. I would start at the top of the beach and I'd hit a food truck about every 20 minutes. And I'd eat my way all the way down the coast. I'd be fat, but I'd make it all
well.
The way down. I'm getting exercise, too.
Well, I guess if you're walking along the beach,
yes,
that's okay, as long
good.
As you plan on getting up the next morning. And, something else we're doing, and maybe go for a jog on the beach,
yeah.
we're seeing people try different types of exercise. You think, oh, I don't want to exercise, I'm at the beach, but what about yoga at the beach or yoga on a paddleboard? I mean, those are some of the trends we're seeing. Or people trying things that they would normally be scared to do. For example, they've got these tunnels that you can try hang gliding, or not hang gliding, but when you jump out of an airplane, parachuting. And instead of doing it, having to jump out of an airplane, you're actually in this tunnel, this wind tunnel, and it makes you feel like you've jumped out of an airplane, but you don't actually have to do it. So
okay.
that can be a lot of fun. Or wakeboarding, where you are going to try, cable boarding or surfing without having to go out into the ocean. So,
sure.
Technology is giving us a chance to do all these adventures without having to take those risks.
Okay. We always talk about relieving stress during a vacation because, it's nice to travel, but then you don't want to be stressed out in doing something that's supposed to be relieving stress. And you always have some good tips
right.
on that.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what, a key there is to do your planning and then also just kind of keep things in perspective. One thing, especially if you're traveling with kids, that you can do is plan some kind of a gift exchange. So tell everybody to bring a special present, and
uh-huh.
if it's a beach vacation, maybe you want to give it a theme, like, okay, everyone can bring a beach towel for someone else, or your favorite beach book,
mm-hmm.
or board games. Maybe it's Scrabble, maybe it's Boggle. Go back, do a little retro, get Operation, or something fun that you played with as a kid, and have something special that is going to give people something new to look at. So if it rains at the beach, or if you are have a day where everyone's kind of worn out
mm-hmm.
and you feel like you need a vacation from your vacation
yep.
while you're on vacation, give yourself
mm-hmm.
a day where, okay, let's do a gift exchange on this day. But you don't want to be stressed out about it. So that's the key too, making
yeah.
sure that you remind everyone what the rules are. Don't go overboard. Don't
yep.
spend too much money. But, have like little games like that. That can really make a difference.
Yeah.
And then also with kids too, this is where, okay, So what if, you might think, well, I don't want to go to the movies. We're at the beach. We should be going to the beach. We should be going to explore the culture. You know what? It's okay to go to the movies. It's okay to say, hey, We need a break, and I'm going to buy movie tickets, and we're going to go see Trolls for the 10th time.
No.
Or we're going to go see, something new, A Dog's Purpose, or something,
mm-hmm.
whatever the new hit movie is. Or maybe mom and dad just need a break, and you hire a babysitter. But that's okay. Don't feel guilty. Don't feel guilty if you need to take a break while you're on vacation.
Okay. Let's talk about something we've never talked about before for just a quick second. I have some friends who were basically screwed because they went to these travel sites, and they do the whole thing for you, and you pay the money, and they book for you and the whole bit. And then they find out that there are extra fees involved that they never told you about. You do have to be careful sometimes about really good deals and make sure you're dealing with a reputable company. Do you find that sometimes?
Absolutely. You just hit on two very important things. When we're talking about these great deals, two things. One, you need to read the fine print
mm-hmm.
because a lot of times those special fees and extra add-ons are in there. It's just that people don't read them. And, of course, they're usually buried. So you want to read the fine print. Also, number two, reputation. You want to deal with a company, for example, Travelzoo. We have
mm-hmm.
talked about them, but Travelzoo.com, that is a very
mm-hmm.
reputable organization. They vet all their deals. And also, even Expedia, or if you are dealing with your own airline, the one that you use the most,
right.
Not some fly-by-night thing that you've never heard of before.
Yeah.
You want to go with a reputable name, whether it's an airline, a hotel, or a search engine. Go with a reputable name that you can trust, because then you know the deal. Even if the deal, something happens with it or
yeah.
it changes,
yeah.
you can call someone in corporate
exactly.
and say, "Hey, I've worked with you for years. I've done all these vacations, and I feel like I'm getting screwed." And they're going to want to make you happy, because places that are reputable know that if you have a great vacation, you'll tell 20 people, but if you have a horrible one, you're
right.
going to tell 50 people or 100 people. So, you know, especially these days with the power of social media, and I would tell your friend to definitely get online and try reaching these people,
yeah.
whether it's by Twitter or Instagram or Facebook, and really, don't blast them right away. Give them an opportunity to respond.
Yeah.
But you want to put it out there.
Yeah.
Hey, at whatever travel, whatever the place is, make sure that they call them out with their Twitter handle or
yeah.
their Instagram or their Facebook, and say, "I really need to speak with someone.
Yeah.
I there's been some complications, and I it's very important I speak to someone. Can someone get back to me?"
Yeah.
Give them a way to get back.
I always find the best thing to do is check with Better Business Bureau, make sure that they are reputable and that they're even registered in this country as a business. That's what happened to my friend.
Absolutely, but you need to do that before you book the trip.
That's the point. That's the point.
That's the key.
Okay.
And also, if you don't feel comfortable being your own travel agent, then get a travel agent. There are still plenty
That's
of them out
right.
there. And the American Society of Travel Agents, ASTA, has a website where you can go and put in your zip code, and they will find a travel agent in your area. And again, you want to do this before you... before you plan your trip. But if you did screw up and maybe you signed up for something that you shouldn't have, they still might be able to help you. And it's ASTA.org. And that's a website where they're going to help you find a travel agent or maybe help you, find somebody who knows about this program. And also, I'm sure your friend did this, but Googling a place like that, a lot of times if you got screwed, a lot of other people probably did too. So
that's the problem. Well, that's
find the support group that's online and find out what other people did.
Well, sometimes, sometimes it's
hard to resolve it that way.
Sometimes it's just a lesson well learned. These are great tips, but enjoy traveling because it's fantastic. Give me some places to go website wise to follow up.
Sure. Of course, our new spring issue comes out next week, and we're going to take you to Lucerne, Switzerland, India, Derby Tips. So check it out, Travel Girl Inc., travelgirlinc.com. If you want to check out some of those Caribbean deals I told you about, I found those on cheapcaribbean.com, and there's a lot more out there. Domestically, if you want to check out the Food Truck Festival and the deals happening at Myrtle Beach, it's visitmyrtlebeach.com.
Mm.
And if you want to find out more about the wonderful French Quarter Fest, neworleansonline.com. And it sounds like you really do need to take a tropical vacation, even though I love Boston. So, but
sounds
that's snow.
Like
I don't miss the snow.
Okay. Does it sound like I'm stressed as well? Is that what it is?
You always sound pretty calm, cool, and collected, but I think everybody needs a beach vacation because you've got to maintain that.
That's right. I'm going to the food trucks. I don't know about you. Stephanie Oswald, Travel Girl Magazine. We'll talk to you for the next season, and have a good one.
Sounds great. Thanks, Ron.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You are listening to The Ron Van Dam Show, but you need to know that it's okay. We all make mistakes, and we must learn to forgive ourselves. The universe wants us to be happy, whether or not we listen to The Ron Van Dam Show. Nothing is forever, including The Ron Van Dam Show. You will be fine. The universe will try to forget about this one.
You know what really scares me is hotel rooms. I'm scared by them. I'm afraid that if I touch anything, there'll be a charge. I'm very charge paranoid. When I turn the TV on, are these pay channels? Do I have to, if I watch it for 3 seconds, do I get charged like $30? I'm very scared about this. And then they have that area there where they have candy bars and a bottle of water and stuff like that and a bag of potato chips. And when I didn't know what it was at first, I thought, oh, cool, stuff on the house. I mean, this is a nice place. They give you potato chips and water and candy and dirty movies. This is wonderful. I'm just going to stay in a hotel room all night. And then, of course, in the morning, I found out that, no, this wasn't complimentary free stuff. But there's no sign that says, don't touch the candy bars. They're $7 a piece. There's no sign that says that. It's just laying there in the room for you to take. Learned my lesson the first time when I was younger. I've learned everything by making mistakes. You can't make mistakes and not learn stuff. You can't learn stuff and not make mistakes. Went to one hotel, there was a chocolate under my pillow. And I thought, if I remove it from under my pillow, is there a charge for that? Is this like the chocolate tooth fairy or something? What's that about? If I meet a girl in the elevator and I have wild passionate sex with her in my hotel room, is there a prostitution charge? I don't even know. I don't know. Thought that was on the house. Kids, I'm out of time for today. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new program. Until then, I wish you peace.